his argument was that whether his body is finished in the room or on the road, what makes a difference? And so that was Prabhupada's argument. That he said he rather prefer, in the parikrama, that they go to Krishna Loka, he preferred that. Activities that they've given their life completely just to help this mission. So he was extremely very affectionate for all the devotees who his followers. So that's one thing that I remember always very, very vividly, especially at this time of the year. Remember what Prabhupada actually wanted to do. So of course that day Prabhupada didn't go at the Goloka went to the parikrama. Also Govardhan Puja it happens. So Loknath and the other devotees went to Loka to Parikrama and got a report which he broke out in the evening and how certain people in Andhra became extremely appreciative of Prabhupada's contributions. Sometimes to describe what Prabhupada say and the activities, but yeah, in connection with the new Dwarkadham, we all remember that most of Prabhupada's activities in his lifetime, in his presumption of consciousness, I think in Dwarka plays a vital role. Most of the plans have been set here. And he tried to achieve those plans that were instituted. So New Dwarka Dham has a special place in ISKCON, probably the most important place in ISKCON. So many of the plans that Prabhupada had actually instituted in New York and also executed from here. In the prison funds. So he was extremely concerned about for a lasting Krishna consciousness establishment. So to that degree, even at the last moment in Vrindavan, he wanted to make sure that we are actually committed to his mission. Especially that hours at night, like midnight, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, and he will remember what he was thinking about during the many years ahead. coming to us from 9 o'clock in the night to 2 o'clock in the morning. And it was my duty to attend to Prabhupada. Vrindavan was 2-3 months. And they asked us. So what it did, what I experienced was that suddenly he's asleep most of the time, but at midnight he's awake. He generally is awake at midnight. And there's no one in the room. And someone is at the gate. And I'm standing. And it was my turn. So we had about 5-6 people. And we have a time schedule from 4 to 9 to 12, like that. We had our schedule. So my turn happens to be in the night. And so he usually is awake at about 12. And then at the time he was speaking Bengali. He didn't speak to us. English, let's say, the masters, especially most of us, but in Bengali, Bengali language. And he, one night, he remembered our morning ones, said, then he speaks. So he was collecting what happened and what was his purpose of that morning walk. He wanted to say that then he even asked me, are you convinced of Krishna consciousness? So then, yes, there was a spell 2 days ago, for his departure. So like then he was very concerned that his devotees fixed in their commitment. So don't say, it's very painful. Why do I have to depart so soon? And I always felt that personally that it was too soon for us. So like that. And also, when I asked him, and I that the day that he was, the Prabhupada was about to leave, that was November 14th. So that night, the previous night, that in my duty, that what Prabhupada spoke to me was that very night, that the following morning we'll be leaving, following day. He just wanted to have his blanket covered on his body, and he didn't speak much that midnight. But it was the last word that he spoke. And then after that, 1 o'clock, then couldn't to communicate with that. So our Abhinas at Damodar Ramakrishna, he was with us, and then he gave the signal that Devi Prabhupada is there for his departure. And there were not too many leaders society at the time, only about 4 or 5. Most of them have gone back to their duties, to attend the duties of their students. And so then Prabhupada was going to pass some water for quite some time. And Kabira said that maybe you can remove this water. And otherwise, Prabhupada will be preparing very soon to depart. And, so we were kind of in a confused state whether we should follow Kabira's instruction or we should just take it in Krishna. So we had a quick meeting, but there was only 4 or 5 of us. And then Tamal suggested that Prabhupada had the will, his will. So, according to this will, we should do this depend on Krishna. And so we had decided that maybe we should do that. So we then he requested Kabira that it was depend on Krishna, and Krishna said he accepted that it was God's will and responded. And then we depend on Krishna. So at exactly 7:15, and Prabhupada was about to depart, he said, Hare Krishna. Today we have a big festival celebrating this Prabhupada's disappearance. Now all the many of the Goswamis in Vrindavan and many dignitaries in Vrindavan have invited. And they will respect their imagination also. Prabhupada's contributions about spreading Bhagavad culture around the world. Chapter in the Vaishnava history that actually Prabhupada's activities. And now we see that even the Radha Damodar temple that the devotees are maintaining now is actually going much better and flourishing. And the devotees are taking more and more care. And the Radha temple is also getting more and more honored. More pilgrims are coming regularly. Devotees are Yeah, one can say a lot of things about Srila Prabhupada, but also it is a difficult style during this moment. I always felt that personally, I was the greatest loser. Because my relationship with movement is actually basically only to prove it, because it's very hard sometimes to think about without Srila Prabhupada's physical presence. I always felt that it was very difficult for me to except for even after many years of Prabhupada's departure, so how we could relate in the physical actions of Srila Prabhupada, although his words and instructions are there, but somehow felt that it was a great misfortune for me. So as time passes, all of Prabhupada's blessings, it was time to remain so, one thing that we have learned is that by becoming busy, by remaining busy, and also thinking about assisting him, helping him, there's a degree that one can perform. That spirit gives one at least and is attached to the movement. And otherwise, a lot of things one may say or this and that. But generally, and one may say, thinking about the Prabhupada's the personal instructions and the things that he wanted to do, and trying to help him at least to some degree, that actually one may be attached to the movement. That's a wonderful thing. So that way, you know, there's a year after year, there's a celebrate, but at some time, there's a big event like a centennial celebration and all this, then coming to the next century. But this seem to be very, very important deadlines in our Krishna consciousness mission. So remaining planning and trying to make a humble contribution in executing these desires. Those are the type of guidelines which make one enthusiastic about performance and consciousness. Otherwise, they're very, very inconstant in the show. And actually, it's a very little knowledge about this consciousness. But at least the little detachment that Prabhupada has instilled in our mind. Desire to remain helping in this mission. So days like this brings even more memory, and so by remembering him, by remembering his pastimes, by remembering his words and instructions and activities, we pray that tomorrow said that many devotees are also in here. So it's always an experience. But in Dwarka, it's a special place for those who are. It is the place that where all the devotees will come. And this is what say all the devotees will come from all over the world. So, maybe anybody wants associated with Prabhupada.